The pictures from the wreck of Northline's SN3 processing barge are not pretty. The 150-foot vessel began service in southeast Alaska as a platform for helicopter logging with an upper deck originally designed for aircraft. That superstructure collapsed when the SN3's anchor buoy parted in a September gale in 2020, and 80-mile-per-hour winds blew it ashore in Bristol Bay, not far from Eacook. The six crew aboard escaped unharmed, but the $7 million barge was a crumpled pile of twisted metal and in the hands of salvagers and insurance agents. Northline CEO Ben Blakey says the loss of the SN3 was also a turning point and a chance to rethink the company's model, which is to have a floating processor available closer to the fleet and spare them the long run from the fishing grounds to shore-based processors in Naknek. The SN3 was innovative, but it wasn't perfect.
We had to ship using the traditional methods of freeze containers. That increases cost. It's very inefficient. And, there's snags and snarls along the path from Alaska to Seattle. So this new barge will actually integrate the freezing process, buying fish from fishermen, freezing them. We'll store them on board and then ship the entire vessel or tow the entire vessel to the Pacific Northwest in the winter months where they'll be distributed. So it's kind of a way to, cut out cold storage, cut out shipping, and kind of take it all in-house and consolidate it.
With $40 million now in hand from a U.S. Department of Agriculture food supply chain loan, plus another $22 million in financing from a company called Greater Commercial Lending and a Seattle investment banking firm, Zachary Scott, Northline is literally doing what President Biden's infrastructure bill suggests and building back better, or at least bigger. The new processor, the HANA, will be three times larger than the SN3, but like its predecessor, the HANA will also be a repurposed vessel, in this case, a massive container barge.
It had been shipping containers between, I believe, Florida and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So it's older. It was built in the late 90s, but it has a lot of life left, and it's large. It's 400 feet by 100 feet wide, which is substantially larger than the last barge that we rebuilt.
Blakey says that even before the SN3 was wrecked, Northline was looking for ways to improve its model of flash freezing fish in the round and shipping them directly to markets for processing. Initially, the idea was to build another barge for storage and shipping to tie alongside the SN3. After the accident, Blakey credits the company's chief technical officer, Drew Cohen, for coming up with the all-in-one concept behind the HANA. Northline believes that doing more with less is a winning formula for the industry.
It's certainly a question of efficiency. So the original platform was designed to operate with a smaller labor footprint, which we did. So we were able to freeze a couple hundred thousand pounds a day with a fraction of what you would typically use to do, to freeze 200,000 pounds a day of headed and gutted fish. So we're incorporating that, but then in addition, this platform is different in that since we're adding in the shipping component and the storage component, we're kind of expanding our savings and, hope to use those savings to, both improve the market and quality, but also, pay fishermen a better price.
The HANA is being towed from the Gulf of Mexico to Bellingham, and construction will begin in January. The vessel will house about 75 processors and engineers, but most of its volume, 80%, will be cold storage. Once on the grounds, the HANA will hold 14 million pounds of Bristol Bay sockeye, an awesome tribute for whoever the real HANA is.
It's not the name of my wife or anyone else's wife that I'm aware of, but it is a name that's important to one of our investors, and also, as I understand it, it was the name of the first ship in the U.S. Navy, commissioned in the late 1700s.
Although the HANA will be built in Bellingham, Blakey says that Northline's offices and brain trust will remain in Sitka. The company plans to have the barge ready to enter service for the 2024 fishing season. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.